We always like to say, don't settle for the three amigos. Just because you have a nice photo, a logo, and a tagline does not mean you have a well-defined, developed, and displayed brand. People need to know what you stand for.
Hello, and welcome to episode 71 of the Smart Agents Podcast. My name is Michael Walter, and I'll be your host. In today's episode, we're joined by Tanya Eberhardt and Michael Carr of Brandface, sharing their tips to take your business to the next level by developing a personal brand. You see, it's no longer enough to just have a fancy logo and your face on a billboard. With so many agents saturating the market and the ability for possible customers to search you online, it's imperative for you to really tell your personal story. Throughout our conversation, Michael and Tanya share tips for defining your personal brand as well as defining the type of customer you want to work with. Now, before we get on to the day's featured interview, make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents Podcast. You can find the show on all major podcasting platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and now Amazon Music. Also, as you can see if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Click the bell to get notifications when each new episode is uploaded. And lastly, if you or somebody else on your team has an awesome story or tip to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. We're always on the lookout for new stories to share. All right, let's get on to the day's featured interview with Tanya and Michael of Brandface. I've linked their website in the episode description for you to get more information.
Honestly, the way I like to start everything out is if you could introduce me a little bit about yourself, where you're at, and kind of your real estate background.
Okay. So shockingly enough, I have no real estate background. I come from a background of branding and marketing, and my first taste of personal branding actually began not long out of high school. I started selling vacuum cleaners door to door to pay my way through college. And as I was doing that, I realized that in order to get inside these homes, I really needed a good story, right? I couldn't just say, hey, let me in, open your wallet, and I'll leave a vacuum behind. I really had to tell a story to get myself in. And then 3 years after that, you know, I was discovered by somebody in the radio world. And they said that I should fill out an application for a job in sales, which I did. Fast forward 18 years later, I was still in the media world, in all different facets of the media world, but always on the sales side of things. And when I first got into radio, I really noticed at that point, it became so clear to me how much personal branding had an effect on business. And I would go to these networking events and meet up with clients, and they would walk into the room and they were almost like rock stars. Everybody knew them. Everybody was scrambling to have a conversation with them. And I thought, who are these people? And then I began to notice that they were the voice and the face of their own business. And that's when I really became intrigued about personal branding. And that was a common thread through all those years, something like, you know, 23 total years of doing that and then opening up a small agency too. And then one day in 2012, 13, I thought, you know, I have to figure out something, a final direction, because it was after that 08, 09 debacle and all those years where a lot of us entrepreneurs had to do whatever we had to do to make money, right? We could no longer specialize for a little while because there just wasn't enough money out there. You kind of had to broaden. And then the next thing you know, you're sitting in a chair and you realize that anybody that walks through your office door, you could do business with. And that's not a good place to be, honestly, because that means you don't specialize in anything and you're not known for anything. So that's when the idea of Brandface came to me. I started writing a book, and then I met this gentleman, and I'll let him pick it up from here.
Right. Yeah, I'm the one with the real estate experience. I started off in right out of high school. I wanted to become an auctioneer, and I did so. But I mostly sold cars and equipment. But the mentor that trained me, one of the chief mentors, he said, get your real estate license so you can make a little extra money, like selling a farm sale or something. So I did that. 94, I got my real estate license. And then over the next, you know, effective decade, I sold property underneath a tent, almost like a carnival, you know, and I'd be the auctioneer. We divide property up by tracks and had an Oregon player, you know, building up the momentum and stuff, like a traveling circus around the Southeast. And but it gave me a lot of experience. In 2000, I opened my own brokerage, but I still only use that brokerage to buy and sell my own real estate portfolio, whether I was buying property to divide or buying rental properties to keep. And then 2006 and seven came, and we saw this, you know, downturn coming, this flood of properties from this debacle. I teamed up with a company out of Irvine, California, and we went after the Bear Stearns residential portfolio, and we sold off probably 75% of that. I ended up licensed in 30 states as a real estate broker and an auctioneer. I had an office in Atlanta, an office in Irvine, California, an office in Seattle, Washington. I spent a lot of time in Manhattan and Chicago and Dallas, Texas, and Miami, Florida, big cities that were really affected by that downturn. And I ended up with some like 70,000 transactions underneath my belt at the time. And then, but a good auctioneer is always working themselves out of a job. And as the economy began to repair itself, those of us who have been around long enough, you remember what that was like. And thank goodness our own portfolios begin to break even again and then to make money again and that sort of thing. I was back at my little hometown north of Atlanta, deciding what I needed to do with the rest of my life. And I bought a piece of property, and the lady on the other side of the table, we just worked really good together. And she's like, you know, you ought to open up a brokerage. There's no competition around here. And I looked around and agreed with her. So I did, and said, you got to come on board and help me run it. She agreed to do that. And then about 2 weeks in, she's like, look, your marketing stinks. Like, it's terrible. You got to talk to my niece. She wrote, she's like the guru on this. And so I kept ignoring her. I was still trying to close down offices in Irvine and in Seattle. And I'm just like, Carolyn, you just handle it. You just handle it. Well, I get this phone call one day, and she had been telling Tanya to call me. She had been telling me to call Tanya. Tanya finally broke the ice and said, hey, I don't know who's supposed to be calling who, but you know, I'm here to help you. I put her through the ringer for about 2 weeks, and then I hired her.
True.
And I hired her for big money, a turnkey situation from her company in Columbus, Ohio. I didn't know she had written a book about the very principles she was putting in play from my brokerage. And we literally started with nothing. Like, it was me and Carolyn. That was it. And so we've grown now through the brand face principles that we're going to talk about on your show. We've grown to 30 of the greatest agents ever. We have a boutique brokerage. You have to qualify to be in our brokerage. We've got offices in Knoxville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, and Orlando, Florida, with more to come. And we have doubled our business every year since the day that I met her, using the principles that we're going to talk about here today for the other real estate agents that are listening. So
awesome. Yeah. So
yeah.
Speaking about brand face, tell me about that. And really, what is brand face? What do you guys do?
Okay. So in a nutshell, we help real estate professionals differentiate themselves through personal branding. And we have an exclusive formula we call our 3D freedom formula. And it's because it does help you gain freedom in terms of setting your own guidelines, setting your own guardrails up, setting your own brand for success, regardless of what brokerage you work underneath. Each person is their own individual brand. So mm-hmm. we do that. But the 3D formula is define, develop, and display. And those are just treetop levels of what we help people do with their brand.
Right. So when you were, you know, putting all this together and writing your book, you said earlier you had that experience in the sales and these networking events, and you would see these people that were just these rock stars. Is that really kind of what led you down this path of saying, hey, you know what, to be successful, you have to promote yourself?
It sure is. And it wasn't just promoting yourself, because you can't just slap a picture up on a billboard and have, quote, a brand. That's a picture on a billboard, right? Mm-hmm. We always like to say, don't settle for the three amigos. Just because you have a nice photo, a logo, and a tagline does not mean you have a well-defined, developed, and displayed mm-hmm. brand. People need to know what you stand for, the why, right? Why should they do business with you? Because there's a whole lot of other faces on billboards. Mm-hmm. So to me, it wasn't just that you were promoting yourself, it's that you were promoting your story. Why did you open that business? Who did you open it to help? How exactly are you helping them? How does it make their life better? You know, so all of those questions come into play, and that's really what intrigued me, and definitely is what caused Brand Face to come into motion.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when you're starting to work with somebody, I think a lot of times when people, you know, start out with this personal branding, it first of all, it can be kind of overwhelming, because, you know, there's that wall between, you know, I have this have this brokerage. I like to hide behind that. I'm comfortable with the press kit that they give me and my talking points. I don't really want to put myself out there. But then a lot of times also on the same side, when you ask somebody to kind of define who they are, it can be really tough. It can be really tough to kind of put those thoughts out in words. And so what's your kind of method for getting people to figure out who they are and who do they want to, you know, portray or project, I guess?
It's first off, let me address the beginning of part of what you said, because it's so true. Like, and it was true for me also. Like, even though as a real estate auctioneer in a space that was for 7 years pretty much the driving topic of all media, I showed up in every form of media that there is out there, and every major newspaper, every major news channel, my face and likeness was on that. Why did that really matter? I thought when I came back to my small town that would be enough, right, to be a driving force to possibly be able to launch our company, but it wasn't. And what I learned from Tanya really was that I wasn't forward-facing enough, and I needed to become more known in smaller geographical areas where you didn't make what she would call cold calls. You made warm calls. You set your stage up to where people already knew who you were before you started making your phone calls, which is really big for those of us in real estate that are a lot of times calling people and making our cold calls and doing our prospecting is so important for driving your business. And people, it's like, who are you? What do you do? You know, you don't want that. You won't be, oh yeah, I've heard of you, or I've seen your advertisements, that sort of thing. So that message has really got to be poignant. To get to the second question of what you do, we go through a very extensive personality, if you will, questionnaire to find out what it is the driving force for each one of those agents. I went through it with Tanya first, and then it's effectively an audit, if you will, and we spend time with them to try to figure out who they are. Because when we go through the first D, the define phase, which is so important about that, we want to know the driving factors of your life experience, because you could be getting into real estate because your parents were in real estate. You could be getting into real estate because you bought a house and that realtor was terrible. Right. There's a million reasons from A to Z of why people get into real estate business. But each one of those life experiences that drive them towards that is the whole reason why other people would want to buy from them. But we as realtors, like you said earlier on, we've hidden behind big name brokerages. You know, those of us who have been in it for a minute, we've seen the rise of these giant worldwide brands now but as it says on the back of our book, people don't do business with a logo. They do business with a person. So, and the NAR just put out and said 94% of everybody that picks an agent does not care who their brokerage is. They care about that person. They pick that person for a reason. That's a huge statistic when, you know, giant brokerage, and I'm not beating up on giant brokerages. If that is a place where you can flourish, if that is ground that you can grow from, then that's the place for you. But we've also seen this giant rise of these indie brokerages because people are beginning to realize that you are your brand and you're at the street level. Your people need to know why you're in business, what your story is, what drove you to be into that. And most important, it needs to answer the question, why is that important to them? How does that make their life better? And when you dial that in, then you start getting and attracting customers and clients rather than just chasing them.
Right. I think it's really important what you said about, you know, that what 94% of people don't even know. Like, we sold our house in South Carolina about 3 years ago. I have no idea what brokerage our agent
was from.
I have no clue. Right. Just thinking about that, I honestly have no idea what brokerage he worked for. I knew who he was because, you know, he was, we'd known him for a while and, you know, we knew his story and a bunch of our friends had used him. So we just got to know him really well. But going back to, you know, when it comes to that building your story, I think that's also important to, when you're starting to figure out your story, you kind of can key on the type of customers and the clients that you want to target through that so that there's not that clash, you know, you're not kind of spinning your tires with people that maybe just don't mesh with you. And I think that's another important part of that branding is getting that, you know, kind of building that bridge.
Oh yeah. People. It's huge. And as a matter of fact, we'll share this with you if you'd like. We have a formula for that. Mm-hmm. It's actually very simple, you know, I don't think many people think about it this way. We call it HEAP criteria. It's an acronym, HEAP. And the H in it stands for somebody you can actually help. In other words, you've been through what they're asking you to do before. You have experience in it. Maybe you've gone through that phase of life yourself. Whatever it is, maybe you have passion about it. That is a critical part of it. You want to focus on somebody you can actually help.
And the E in that HEAP acronym is people that you enjoy working with. You know, life is way too short to dance with ugly personalities. You don't want to work with people. Like, so we teach our people, look, sit down, even if you're brand new and you've maybe never even been a salesperson before. Imagine a person you want to work with that would enjoy what you bring to the table, right? All of us who've been in real estate, we know that sometimes you get those clients you really need to fire because they know more than you, even though they've never bought a house before and you've done hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands, right? We all have those. So the second part, the E, is think about people that you have worked with that you enjoy working with, or people that you want to work with that you would enjoy working with.
That's true. Yeah. Especially if you're new, you'll have to think about who would you like to work with.
Right. Right.
So the A stands for someone who appreciates what you bring to the table. It might sound similar to the enjoy, but it's actually a little bit different. You can enjoy working with somebody, and the end of it, they might not appreciate what you did for them.
So true.
You know, and they might not refer you to somebody else, right? But you want somebody who appreciates the work you put into your craft, the knowledge that you have, won't micromanage every second of what you're doing, and will actually let you do your job for them.
Yeah. Has trust in you. That's so important. Mm-hmm. And then the P is obviously profitable. It needs to be somebody who's profitable to you. That's not a bad word, right? We do what we do to feed our families and to better our lifestyles too. There is zero problem with that. But if you do that first, if you go into that first, it doesn't spell heap. You know what I'm saying? Like your profit should be at the end of what you try to do, because you need to be doing what you do for the enjoyment of what you do. But if you don't set it up like that, a person that you can truly help, a person that you enjoy working with, a person that appreciates what you do, and a person that is profitable to you, you'll find your business you get up every day excited about what you do. And then that is an attractor factor in and of itself.
Right. And I think if you take one of those letters, you know, one of those things away, that really, you know, the deal, it might be profitable, but the whole time it's just a slog. And by the end,
miserable.
Like, what was I doing? Or you had a great time, you made no money. And you look back and you're like, well, that was, you know, so I think I think that acronym, and like you got to hit every one of those points to really kind of go forward with the deal. I think that's awesome. One of the other things I really think is interesting that I've heard you guys talk about is the difference between marketing and branding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so can you tell me a little bit about your thoughts on the difference? Because I think a lot of times people think those are one and the same and they're totally different.
Yes. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
They're totally different. So we look at marketing very simplistically. Marketing is getting a message and image out there to your ideal customers, utilizing any different marketing medium. Like it could be a billboard. It could be postcards. It could be a radio ad. It could be a newspaper. It could be handing out business cards or handing out promotional items with your branding on them. Okay. That's marketing, getting the message out there. The brand, your brand is that message and image that you put out there on those various different marketing vehicles. And so that's why, you know, the number one mistake that real estate agents make is beginning to market before their brand is built. Mm-hmm. And what is so frustrating, I think, in this space, and I think maybe you have at least know of this if you haven't experienced it yourself, is that there are a lot of people who say, come on, I'll help you build your brand. I'll help you build your brand. When in effect, they're just selling you a marketing tool. They're helping
like a website,
you, right? Or a video marketing campaign, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll say, I'll help you build your brand using video. Well, you're helping them promote their brand using video, but unless they build it first, there's no brand to promote.
Right.
So it's, and what happens then is you end up marketing just like everybody else, because if you don't know those unique things about you, and we have five questions to find out, you know, that really every great brand should answer. But if you don't know that, and your brand is not defined, developed, and displayed to showcase the answers to those five questions, then you have no choice but to market just like everybody else.
And, you know, I want to pigtail on that. Part of the problem with that is, you know, we hear it all the time. Marketing doesn't work. Marketing doesn't work. I was a marketing doesn't work guy at one time, even though I knew promotion was so very important, right? You can't, if you don't promote, you don't grow. And then, I'm like, marketing doesn't work, man. I send out postcards, nobody calls. I run commercials and nobody calls. And she's the one that actually taught me that it's because, you know, if you're a real estate agent and you say, my brand is I sell houses, you're never going to reach the goals that you want to reach because it's way too broad. Like, and you will never find the return on investment of marketing until you dial that brand in. When you dial that brand in, you clearly can see on a spreadsheet visually over a short amount of time and definitely over a long amount of time, what works and what doesn't. And then that's when you're building your brand and growing your company. Because if you can't know those numbers, then you're just splashing around in the water. You're not really gaining any ground. So right. That the dial in of that brand long before you start the marketing is so important if you want to know and calculate your return on investment.
Right. I think even if you're just kind of browsing different agent social media sites and social media pages, you can kind of see that disconnect between the marketing and brand a lot of times. Because I think, you know, you get on those pages that it's all just like all my listings and it's my face, my logo, but you really don't know anything about that person. And then you have those other agents that are giving out their, you know, their weekly tip or their weekly market update. And they have their whole, you know, everything is very dialed in, even just from the colors of the background that they use. Everything is all the same. And I think those are, you know, I know exactly who's talking to me then when I see it. I know that that's Brianne from California that's doing, you know, mm-hmm. doing that market update. But if I see that listing, I have no clue. You know, I don't know who that person is because it's a little picture and a little logo with a house that everybody else has.
Absolutely. Exactly. You're not influencing your ideal customers, your target people, if you don't dial that in. And that's what you want. You want to have influence. You want to have a say-so that they listen to.
Right. So for you guys, for Brandface, how do you go about getting these, you know, kind of starting out with your client and really kind of building them up towards this, you know, branding themselves and being successful with it?
Well, the first thing we look for is there's two parts to this, Michael. One is, do you know the answers to these five questions, which I'm about to give you? And then the other thing is, are they defined, developed, and displayed to showcase the answers? Is your brand defined, developed, and displayed? So the questions are, what sets you apart specifically? Number one. Number two, who do you serve? Exactly, not buyers or sellers.
I got dialed in.
The third is, how do you serve them? Fourth is, what qualifies you to serve them? And five is, how does it make their life better? Again, very simple questions, mm-hmm. but you would be amazed how many people answer those with very generic, broad stroke answers. Or can't answer them at all.
Yeah.
You know, you say, how do you serve them? Well, I sell houses or I have a real estate license. Okay. So do 2 million others. You need mm-hmm. to be more specific about that. You know, exactly who do you serve? Well, people that are buying a house in such and such a city. It's like, okay, great. So are 3,000 other agents. Let's dial it in a little bit better than that.
Keep pulling it in.
So we start by asking those thought-provoking questions, and they'll know almost immediately if they don't have it dialed mm-hmm. in, and they'll definitely know if their brand does not display those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think just asking those questions, I know, like just thinking of them for myself, it would take a while. Like it would sure. take a lot of kind of reflection on what am I really doing? Am I just kind of collecting that paycheck, or is this really, you know, like, I think that really makes people look inward to make sure that this is really something that they're passionate about.
Mm-hmm. I would agree mm-hmm. that, you know, and
it's well said.
We've never talked about that on a podcast.
No, Michael. That's really a point.
It's very poignant because when you start talking with some people, I have actually in the early years, I took all the sales calls for Brandface. And I recall being on one or two phone calls in those early years where that person says, you know what, I'm not even sure if real estate's right for me now.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, I hope I'm not turning you away from real estate, right? Right. But it allowed them to look inside and see, am I really passionate about that? And they realized they weren't. And, you know, that's as important to know as the other, right? As this is what I want to do with the rest of my life. You really need to know if it's not. And if it's not, do not put the time, effort, and money into it.
I think that's the driving factor, said in your words, Michael, for how I've built the brokers that we have now. We're not a numbers brokerage. The plan is, has always been to have per capita more successful agents than in any other brokerage. So it doesn't matter to us if we're the largest brokers, the largest volume, largest agents, the largest, none of that matters. What matters to us is if you took the whole number of agents that we have and you divided out the ones that are making over six figures, I want that percentage to be higher than any brokerage on earth, because we can turn numbers, and a lot of brokers are like that. But for me, I'm looking for those people that are passionate about it, because they are carrying my brand. And this is speaking to your brokers that listen to you. They're carrying my brand, like my baby. And I want them, I want them to treat customers and clients the way I would treat customers and clients if I had the ability to shake hands with every one of them. And we all know as your organization gets bigger, you can't necessarily do that. But if you are hiring the people that have that same passion, that same vision, they are pulling in the same direction as you. And it's so important. And it's important for their success too, because they have to be willing to invest in their business. And I think that a lot of real estate agents that we meet fail at this point, and we just have to part as friends. You have to invest in your business. And we know the cliche, invest in yourself, right? It's very important. It's most best investments you can make, right? But we just let it roll off our tongue in cheek. It's literally true. And it's provable that every agent that puts that time and effort into their passion for their clients, not for their end result, end up being the ones that get the end result.
Like your agents, the percentage of agents that Michael has that are personally branded, you can take each one of those, pull just one of them out, and they do more business than all of the non-branded agents combined.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. We have clear cut numbers that prove that everybody that invest in branding and puts their money, their heart and their effort into these things we're talking to you about, they take off like rockets. They do so much better than the other people that don't, because the other people, I think, still have a thought process that they're just an order taker. You know, somebody wants to buy a house, so I'm going to go show them a house. And yes, that is a part of what we do. But if that's how you build your business, it won't grow.
Right. And I think for both, you know, real estate agents and just entrepreneurs in general, is you have to be passionate about what you're doing, because it's not a 9-to-5. It's a 24/7, 365. Yep. If you're not passionate about it, it is going to beat you down.
You know, it's funny so you would say that, because we know here in the office that if we have an interview and somebody says, what's my hours? They're not going to work. Like, they're not just, and I instantly in an interview will start to talk, change the subject and start to talking about what they enjoy doing, because they don't have the basal understanding of what you just said. You live and eat and breathe this business, and you don't have to, it doesn't have to drive you crazy. Like, you know, it's a 24/7 business, but you can still have an enjoyable life. It does not come in front of your faith. It does not come in front of your family. It doesn't, you can still manage that 24/7 to have your personal time, your recharge time, everything. But you're right. If you're going to build it, it's 24/7. And you at least at a minimum, when you get that quiet time, it needs to be one of the things you're thinking about. How am I going to grow my business? Right. So.
Right. So for the agents that are listening to this and want to get, you know, want to learn more about Brandbase, who are the types of agents that you guys are looking for to work with?
That is a great question. So we have agents from very new early on all the way through. I think probably our most veteran agents been in it 42 years, I want to say. So there really is no like experience or age level, you know, for us, because it doesn't matter whether you're starting or whether you've been in it forever. If you don't have a brand that's defined, developed, and displayed to answer those five questions and showcase that, consistently, then you don't have a strong, solid brand. So it can come at any age. And I think what our guys really have in common and who we look for is somebody that is, has passion for real estate, that knows that this is a commitment, that is willing, not only willing to come into it with an open heart and an open mind and say, okay, I'm going to tell you things about myself and let's pull this together to to have a brand to represent them, not just professionally, but personally. Mm-hmm. People want to weave personal the personal branding. Stories into that, not your most guarded secrets, but your personal, personal things that make people understand you as a human being. Okay. So if they're open to that, and also if they're willing to be consistently putting their brand out there once it's ready to go, those are the criteria that we look for.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, you know, I think, especially now, right? The last, what, almost 2 years, the market's been so crazy that I think a lot of people have thought that they can, you know, especially newer agents, maybe they've had success and it just, they haven't had to do a whole lot of branding or even marketing of the house and all this stuff. So they think, oh, it's just going to coast along. But right now is a really important time to get in front of that and start branding yourself, because inevitably things are going to change.
Another great, fantastic point. I teach it all the time. We, you know, people are like, I'm flying high, it's working. And they think that there's longevity to that. And I've been in this business since 1992 as an auctioneer, 94 as a real estate broker and an auctioneer. And I can tell you that there's no 7 years that have been the same. They are all changed. They change constantly. The landscape changes. What your ideal customer may change. What will not change is the driving forces of your brand. And so when you are flying high, that is when you need to be doing it. And one of the excuses we might hear is I don't have time. But I'm here to tell you that if I had time to do it when I did it 7 years ago, you've got time to do it. Because when I did it, I was still flying 250,000 miles a year. I was staying 150 nights in a hotel room. I was like back and forth from the West Coast 3 and 4 times a week. And I still found that hour and 15 minutes worth of time every week to devote to doing what she told me to do to really get that brand growing. And now that we had that this wave, then we've been able to do more of that. And I teach my agents, when that wave stops and the next wave starts to build, because it will, you're already way ahead of the game because you've got your brand defined, developed, and displayed. And when that wave washes out all of those part-timers, all of those good-timers, then you're still going to be there, valuable to the community, and have the longevity that we all desire in life, sustainability. And that brand will do that for you.
Right. So before we wrap up, can you tell me how people can get in touch with you guys and how they can get started on this journey with you?
Absolutely. You can go to brandfacestar.com to learn more about us and read some reviews, and also watch a free video that'll kind of tell you a little bit more about how to develop your own brand. And then if you are ready to just chat with our team about how do you take that step toward your new brand, go to discussyourbrand.com and that'll put you on the phone with us.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. And for our listeners, this is, you know, going to be coming out. This will be out one of the first weeks in January. So, you know, so you got those New Year's resolutions, keep those going. And this is a great time to really kind of really focus on that personal brand.
It absolutely is.
Thank you for having us, Michael. We really appreciate it.
I really want to thank Tanya and Michael for joining us today. They shared a ton of great actionable information that anybody listening can easily sit down and think about how it applies to their own business. Again, I've linked their website in the episode description as well. So once again, if you think you or someone on your team has an awesome story or a tip to share with our community, send us a message at feedback@smartagents.com. Well, that wraps things up for this episode. But remember, follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts and make sure to subscribe to the Smart Agents YouTube channel. Again, I'm Michael Walter, and we'll see you on the next episode.